Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcast, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully. One of the questions that I received this past week came from Vanessa. She wrote me an email, and it has to do with being a single mom. And I thought this was an important topic even to bring up during marriage hour. I have worked in and out seeing single moms over the years. I worked for 5 years in a crisis pregnancy center as a director of education outreach. I saw, you know, moms who chose to keep their babies and, you know, parent alone after the life choices they have made. I've seen, you know, in the work I've done, many widows, women who, you know, have been abandoned. You know, you don't know what puts you in the circumstance that you do. And as we talk about the ideal, that ideal in marriage of, you know, the husband being respected and the primary leader and provider and protector, and the wife having that chief place, is written in the encyclical Cassie Canubi, that chief place in the loving within the home, and how important mothers are, especially if you can make that sacrifice. It is such a huge sacrifice for women to stay home and cherish those children in those early years. We've talked a lot about this recently on Trending, but that's not always possible for everyone. And I wanted to take this question that came in from Vanessa in my email. She wrote me and she said, "I love your show, and especially because you focus on family and support stay-at-home moms." She said, "I'm a single mother with no support from the father, but I strongly agree with you that children need their mother." She said, "It is very hard for me to stay at home due to me being a mother and a provider. She said, I see it in my kids. They are emotionally suffering because of my absence. What advice do you give me?" This email just pulled at my heartstrings. And before I say anything else, I know God is a miracle worker. And He, in our brokenness, in our less than ideal situations, He does miracles, and He helps pull us out of the situations we are in. He helps to provide the extra energy, the extra means. He is a miracle worker to make things happen. I was just talking to someone the other day, and they were saying, you know, they wanted the wife and mom to be a stay-at-home mom, but they had to work their way there. And they started praying, and God provided the way to get there. And it's possible, even in, you know, dire situations where you are, you know, a single mom, maybe, you know, all of a sudden this opportunity comes, and your schedule and your adaptability and ability to be more present. Just believe in miracles and pray and abandon this to our Lord. But I have a lot, I think, to talk about within this context, Vanessa, of this question of, here you are, you're a single mom, and you have been called to step into that role as a provider because you do not have the support from the father. And I want to start just by saying, I admire moms who are making and meeting the needs of their family and filling the void when they do not have all the support for their kids or for themselves. That's admirable when you are making it happen. You know, no matter how you got there, bad choices, wrong choices, abandonment, you are making it happen and you're doing what you have to do. I think the first thing, though, from a faith-filled perspective to do after kind of just appreciating, hey, you're making it happen and you're doing what you have to do, is prayer. And when I say prayer, I think part of that, and we'll talk about this concretely, but praying and consecrating yourself and your children to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, surrendering and entrusting your family and your children to their care, knowing that they are going to, through their intercession before the heavenly throne, provide for your family and will truly take care of them. This is where that prayer and that idea of surrender becomes so real. In recognizing that God entrusted you as a mother with these children. He entrusted these children to you. He chose you and wants you to care for them. And even though that care is perhaps not quite as you pictured, now that you're a single mom, you know, that you're having to fill shoes you never thought or hoped or wanted to fill, you're doing it. And I think that we have to have a confidence that God chose you, He gave these children to you, and you have to have confidence in His provisions in the context of the situation you're in. And that doesn't mean He's going to make it easy. And with that, I think that something that we fail to do as a culture today, and I had a dear friend of mine some years ago who said, we have to make sure we pray for provisions for you, you know, in the work that you're doing. It so often, you know, we find ourselves maybe in financial need, maybe in emotional just and your spiritual poverty. Maybe, you know, just like you're sharing, you notice, Vanessa, that your kids are suffering emotionally because you're having to fill not just a role of mother, but provider as a single mom. And so I want to encourage you, pray for provisions for your family, but also pray that you have the energy, you have what you need to meet your children's spiritual, emotional, and physical needs. I promise you, you make these prayers, God will equip you. He's going to give you and equip you with what you need. And this is why it's so important that we turn to our Lord, that we are respecting and honoring Him. I keep thinking of that psalm from Sacred Scripture in the Old Testament that Devin Schatt mentioned earlier during the show that reads, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." God answers prayers. He works miracles even in the midst of circumstances that can be so difficult. And so with that, you know, as you're talking about being a single mom with your kids and you see that they're suffering because you're having to work and you're not able to be as present to them, bring in additional role models. Maybe you already have them, but trusted role models, adults of varying ages to help fill in and help support as those backup dancers, that people who will mom your kids. They can't replace you. They won't replace you. But people who will be motherly to your children, people who will be fatherly toward your children, people who will love and cherish your kids because you need that help and support. And so finding those resources. And if you don't know where they're at, pray for them. If you admire people and you think they'd be good role models, ask for help. Pray for God to help give you a means, an opportunity to enter into a conversation with that person, to invite them in. And it could be simple things, you know, incorporating people for dinners that you just wouldn't have otherwise to help form those relationships. But pray God will send those people. And I keep thinking in dire situations like this, especially for moms having to fill these other shoes, I think of Our Lady of Sorrows under that title, whose feast we celebrate in September. And I think of Our Lady in that title of Our Lady of Sorrows as she watched her son being scourged, beaten, bruised, bloody, carrying his cross, mocked, humiliated, and then tortured and killed on the cross. She met her son's needs there. She was present to him. Even though she had to watch him endure what she did, she was still there. She loved him, and she did what she could in that moment. And that's the best we're called to.